will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is God's will being done here on earth as it is in heaven right now? Not so much, I don't think. Not when our brothers and sisters are being crucified and beheaded. Not when mothers regret that they don't have more sons to be martyrs, to blow up people. Not when children are being aborted in what should be the safest place, their mother's womb. So God's will is not being done as it is in heaven on earth now. So what is our expectation? The kingdom of God has already come. Jesus, John, his cousin, began to preach the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. So what are we talking about? Let's turn to Isaiah 9. We probably all know this. Popular passage. Christmas time. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Who is this promised son? Jesus. There is none other. Who was expecting? Who to whom was this promise given? Israel. Is God replaced Israel? No. God called Israel for a purpose, to demonstrate His character, His mercy and His long-suffering, and His faithfulness and His covenant-keeping. And we are seeing that fulfilled. God has restored them to the land. And what's going on right now? The unrest, the violence must stop. The no filthy feet of the Jews be allowed to defile the Temple Mount. We know that the temple will be built because the son of tradition, the Antichrist, the little horn with a big mouth, will defile the temple. Daniel spoke about that, the abomination of desolation. But Daniel interpreted, let's turn to Daniel chapter 2. Verse 44. Now, you probably, we've heard the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, the Gentile ruler of the world at that time. He was the head of gold. He has a dream. You know, head of gold, silver, bronze, iron mingled with clay. But then what did he see? He saw a rock cut without hands come from the mountain and strike the image in its feet and destroy it, and then grow to fill the earth. And what is the significance? Daniel tells us, he interprets this dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. In verse 44, and in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand, how long? Forever. Who here believes that we are or it is, the kingdom of God is at the door. The kingdom of God is at the door. Well, let's go to Acts chapter 1. Let's begin at verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Praise the Lord for the feet of them that carry the gospel, Amen. The good news of the coming kingdom. And you don't have a kingdom without a king. Now, we can be citizens of that kingdom now. But we're strangers in a strange land. We should be. We should not be too comfortable in this world. I met a fellow who, a Christian, I won't mention his name, but Costco a month or two ago. And I said, hey, you know, it looks like, I hadn't seen him for a number of years. And I said, hey, looks like Jesus is coming pretty soon. And he goes, yeah, you know, I was just talking with my pastor about that. He said, it could be tomorrow. It could be 1,000 years. But I'm just enjoying my life. Well, Jesus said if we don't hate our life in this world, we will lose it. That we need to be uncomfortable in this world. Are we like righteous Lot, who was vexed by what was going on in Sodom? We should be. We should be uncomfortable in this world, shouldn't we? But if the salt has lost its savor, what? To be cast out and trodden underneath the feet of men. We are called to be the salt of the earth. Does salt give life? No. What's the saltiest body of water on earth? The Dead Sea. That's going to change, too, during the millennium, from what I understand. There's going to water flow from out from the throne of God and out the door of the temple, and it's going to split, and some of it's going to go to the west, and some of it's going to go to the east, but there will be life in the Dead Sea. You looking forward to those days? Now, Jesus didn't reprimand the disciples and say, hey, boy, you've got it all mixed up. This is all there ain't no more. You see, the restoration of the kingdom to Israel. Think about it. I mean, Israel for nearly 2,000 years will run from one place to another. God's chosen them to demonstrate who He is. That's what Paul says. Has God cast off Israel? Has God forsaken Israel? Is God through with Israel? Uh-uh. And what's coming is the time of Jacob's trouble. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But we can, well, here, rabbit trail. Watch the news. Who do you see in Syria? Russia. Who else? Iran, a.k.a. Persia. Golly, I read some of this somewhere before. You talk about doors being opened. There's another rabbit trail. What's happening at CERN? The Large Hadron Collider? Because if I read in the book of Revelation, there's going to be things coming up out of places. But God has not appointed us to wrath. But what is our job? What is the task that He has given us? What is our assignment? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. We are called to share, to bear witness to who Jesus is. You know, pray every day, Lord, give me a chance, give me an opportunity to share your word, to share who you are with somebody. God's not willing that any should perish. Uncle G shared this morning about Saul, who had a warrant for the arrest of those Christians, those blaspheming heretics, to round them up. He had an encounter. How many people here have had an encounter with the living God? How many here were a blasphemer and a mocker? Yeah, I'm too smart to believe that Bible stuff. Right. No, I shouldn't go here, but... Thank you for... Balaam's life was saved by his donkey. Sometimes, yeah, we need to be as smart as a donkey. Okay, didn't go too far afield there. I know there's people praying right now, Lord. My daughters are. Yeah. So, but let's see. Let's turn to John 19. Now Pilate wrote in a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, but said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Jesus died under the title King of the Jews in every language that would be understood. Wouldn't be many people that would see that and would not understand exactly what that said. King of the Jews. We know Jesus said, I come in my Father's name, another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. Pray for Jerusalem because there's a... things are getting really close. So that means we have a limited time to do what God has commissioned us to do. And God bless those that are in the mission field. And I just, as an aside, I would say, pray for our mission in Fiji. To those that, I'll just... Pastor Zach and Suki, his wife, God opened a door, a fellowship, a church from Suva, the capital, came to their village. Their pastor left. They want to be part of Bible First Mission Church, Fiji. So now, last week, not yesterday, which was Sunday in Fiji because of the dateline, but the week before, Zach was in Suva, the capital, another island, to minister to this body. God has opened the door. Pray for our neighbor. Pray for the Simpsons. They are trying to stand against the work of God, claiming that the land where this mission is their land. Well, guess what, folks? It's the year of Jubilee. And things return to the rightful owners on the year of Jubilee. When else? So, the coming king. Let's turn to Revelation. Chapter 19. Let's read from verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has written on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Are you looking forward to the coming king? Is the world? No. Let's turn to Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Let's return to Matthew 6. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Jesus, Yehoshua, Yahweh. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So, if there's any here who do not know that your citizenship is in heaven, that your name is, that you are enrolled in the book, and you want to make sure that your name is written, you can step forward and we'll pray with you. And if all here are confident of their destiny, let's go forth and spread the gospel of the good news of the kingdom and the coming King. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Dan. All right. Well, I look forward to the millennial kingdom and all that the Lord has in store. Amen. Yeah. Out of here. All right. Let's close with the one last song and a word of prayer. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in We thank you, Father God, for the hope that we have in you, Lord. We look forward to your coming kingdom. Help us, Lord, to be a light for you, Jesus. Give us the boldness and the courage, Lord, to share your word and your good news. Our mission field is right here, Lord, wherever we are, Father God. Right here in South Kona, Lord, we can spread your word, spread your love. Thank you, Father God. We give you all the praise. We thank you for this time of fellowship, Lord, and for the food downstairs. Bless our time together, Lord. As we go our separate ways, Father God, we pray, Lord, just for your safety and for your guidance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for our lives. We give you praise, Jesus. Thank you. We look forward to seeing all of you downstairs and fellowshipping with you all. If anyone needs prayer, please do come forward. We'll have our pastoral support team. God bless you all. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice.